All right, I'm here with the Abrams Brothers. They're performing this evening at Music Fest Cafe. Guys, please introduce yourselves to the audience.
How are you doing, Stu? I'm John Abrams.
And I'm James Abrams.
And thank you so much for having us on today. We really appreciate it. You guys do great work here. And we've been in before, I think a few years ago, and it's nice to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back here. Okay, you're John.
I'm John, yeah.
And you do the guitar, and James does the violin.
I do, yeah.
Okay. I listened to that old interview that you did here some time ago. So fourth generation now, right?
You bet. Yeah, we are actually fourth generation of touring musicians in our family. And it's a really special thing for us to be able to carry on sort of at a family level. But we've kind of taken it to a little bit, you know, sort of further than even our previous generations have as far as extensive touring on the road. James and I have been out now 12 years. We were 9 and 11 when we started touring on the road with our family. And what a great experience it's been, and it continues to be, sort of now making our own original music, coming from a background in bluegrass, gospel, and folk music. We now play sort of bluegrass rock, I guess you could probably best describe it, but more Abrams Brothers music, if you will.
It's always great to have a unique style. Who does the writing in the band? I'm just curious.
We both do writing together as well as separately, but the majority of the writing on our first original album entitled Northern Redemption, which was actually our newest album that's out. We both did writing together and brought songs to the table by ourselves, and it was just a really neat process.
How about your folks? Are they involved with any of the writing processes?
Not so much the writing end. We'll kick around ideas with our dad sometimes, but no, it's more when we get together as a family, we'll get together and play old time songs, old bluegrass songs. Even just a couple weeks ago, we were talking from stage yesterday about this. A couple weeks ago, the whole family got together in the living room. Four generations got it together in the room, and our great grandmother, she's still around. She's 95, and she was singing harmony with us. And it's a pretty magical thing when we get together and sing those old songs together as a family. And then, of course, that really inspires James and I to go out and write our own songs and continually draw from that influence of our past.
Awesome. I got to ask, did you preserve any of that for posterity on video or picture or anything?
Oh, we did. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, our mother takes many, many photos. So.
Yeah, always has.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, Taylor, you were just practicing a little song before we started. Let's get to the song, and sure. I got a few more questions. Title of the song is?
It's called Northern Redemption, and it's the title track to our most recent record, Northern Redemption, and sort of draws the Canadian wilderness influences, if you will. We're not too far from there right now. We're from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and it is good to be back in Bethlehem, I'll tell you that. But
thank you very much.
This is Northern Redemption.
Seasons go, and seasons go. What happens to the passing time? I don't know. And in the snow, emptiness grows. Does the memory of our past still remain glow? As the wind sweeps through the valley, I still hear the church bells ring. Echoes from the distance through the naked forest spring. Questions why I failed to try and say goodbye. Don't know why I failed to try. Summer pines kiss the northern sky. Off the river, I'll again rise to a fading moon in a vacant room. Yeah. I watch the lonely eyes, the world yet to bloom. And as the wind sweeps through the valley, I still hear the church bells ring. Echoes from the distance through the naked forest spring. Questions why I failed to try and say goodbye. Don't know why I failed to try. reasons come, reasons go. What happens to the living, don't it show? And in the snow, emptiness grows. Does the memory of her past still remain glow? And as the wind sweeps through the valley, I still hear the church bells ring. Echoes from a distance through the naked forest spring. Questions why I failed to try and say goodbye. Don't know why I failed to try, failed to try. I don't know why I failed to try and say goodbye. I wonder why I failed to try, failed to try. Failed to try. Failed to try.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Totally terrific.
Thanks.
I love
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Just me as a musician, I could ask the guitar player a question. I noticed you had a capo up, a couple of frets. Do you do standard tuning usually, or do you put a full step up?
Oh, actually, on that that song particularly, I use a capo, just one of those shove capos that is open on the one side.
Yes.
And I just leave the bottom E string open, so it creates a drop D, but that way the tuning doesn't change, so you can keep the same fingering formations on the capo. For any guitar players out there, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm sorry for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, but that way I don't actually have to change how I play, like a G chord and that sort of thing. Okay. And I'm not actually detuning the guitar. It's just kind of a little trick, but it works pretty cool.
What you're describing reminds me of something that I read about with Kurt Cobain. He usually used a drop D tuning on standard tuning.
Oh yeah,
yeah, of course.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, at any rate.
Things.
Oh, of course. But actually, that leads me to the next question. Most people say, oh, how's the tour going and so forth. I was looking at your website, and you toured someplace really interesting, which I'm putting up on the computer screen right now.
Yes.
Israel.
Yes, Israel. That's correct. That is, in fact, the Israel. Yes. It's not, some other...
Israel, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. No, so that was our fourth time playing in Israel. We play at a festival called Jacob's Ladder
Festival.
Music Festival, and it's right on the Sea of Galilee, so it's up sort of more northern Israel.
Uh-huh.
It's so incredible, the amount of history, as well as growing up, playing gospel music, as well as being Christians, being able to go to Israel, as well as really just the fact that it's such a tropical and an amazing climate, and just a wonderful vacation in as well as being able to go and play music. So with all those things said, it's I'm glad that you asked, because we really have a fun time
when
we go there.
The Israeli Travel Board also did hire James to pitch Israel around.
Yeah, yes.
He's doing a good job at it. No, James is right. It's there's a sort of a whole extra level of meaning whenever we go over there and play.
I'm sure as gospel musicians, to play in the land where Jesus was born.
Totally. Absolutely.
Sure.
And that's very significant for us, and certainly just it's a significant thing to see thousands of people gathering on the shore, like it would have been in the New Testament, people gathering together, mm-hmm. listening to music, listening to people speak. It's a really amazing thing, and then you're just surrounded by just thousands of years of history, and you can't help but feeling very small and humble in a very amazing environment.
And the festival is very multicultural, as well as many different people with different religions come to the festival. So I think it's also a great example of the way that music can be a very positive thing in bringing people together.
A religious experience and a half, I suppose.
for sure.
All right. Let me just give a brief rundown. Tonight you're at the Music Fest Cafe at 5:30. Music Fest Music Fest Cafe stage, that is. And I think you're appearing with the Slicked Up Nines, or they're appearing also tonight. I'm not sure exactly, but I was playing them earlier in the show.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a local big band jazz group.
Oh, yeah. Nice, sure. Nice. Love that stuff.
There's so many great bands here. Every time we come down to Music Fest, we're amazed at just the, you know, the amazing collaboration of people that just come down musically, and it's incredible. And this is our fourth year back in a row. We're so honored to be asked back for our fourth year.
Absolutely.
And we can't say enough good about this festival. It's really one of our favorites, and it's such a wonderful musical experience for people. And the fact that it's integrated into the downtown area is wonderful, because it really draws people down here to see this lovely town.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to walk down Main Street and you pass not just the smells of all the different foods, but you know, musician here, musician
exactly.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just surrounded
by
music.
Experience.
Fantastic.
It's a great
experience. So, I mean, so as a musician, like, you just can't help but love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I agree.
Would you like to give us another song?
Sure.
Sure. We'll play a song, a brand new one. This hasn't been released yet, but, you know, coming back to Bethlehem, it feels like we're getting to know people down here. So, you know, starting to feel like friends and family a little bit. So we'll play a new one for you. And
exclusive.
Yeah. This song we wrote on the road this past year in the U.S. and kind of talks about missing home. But it sort of draws from the metaphor of the Tin Man standing on the side of the hill there from The Wizard of Oz and rusting away. And it's called Tin Man.
Yeah, you, 'cause I'm I feel real when you're with me. Gave it away from the very start. With you gone, I've been falling apart. How can I love without a heart?
Picture the Tin Man crying while the Scarecrow dances around to that tune.
Awesome. That's great. That's perfect. That's the right image then.
Definitely. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming on down to a
well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You guys do great work here.
Yeah.
And we've always appreciated being able to go into NPR studios like this and just feel welcomed,
yes.
Especially being from another country. Coming into sort of such a national institution as NPR and being welcomed with open arms is just, it's a real honor, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay, let's see. Oh, in a couple of days, you're going to be back home area, Little Current, Ontario, at the...
It's the Manitoulin Country Fest, I think.
Manitoulin Country Fest, correct.
Everybody's going up to Manitoulin Island. It's a long way from here, and out in the middle of nowhere, but
yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful up there, though.
Oh, I've driven to Toronto myself a few times, so it is quite a drive.
Yeah.
Tell you what, before you get back, I know you got to get prepared for the show next up, but could I squeeze one more quick song out of you guys?
Sure,
no problem. Let me just.
Yeah, we'll do
you
a.
Want, you want to talk about fiddle tune or something?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a quick little fiddle tune. Let's do one that was written by the man and for the man that really started the. The music that we grew up with, bluegrass. We're going to play a fiddle tune that is one of my favorites. And I'm going to start it off a little bit with a little bit of a James Bond start. But this tune is actually called Big Mon, and it's Bill Monroe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Bill Monroe, yeah. By Bill Monroe.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right. The website is theabramsbrothers.com. Guys, thank you very, very much for coming on down to the WDIY studios.
Thank you, Stu.
Well, thank you.
Have fun on stage this afternoon and have fun with the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you again next year.
Absolutely. You bet. Thanks for calling us down.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right. It's 3:30. This is listener-supported community public radio, WDIY. WDIY, we're definitely it's you. I'm Stu Brodian, and we'll get back to more music right after a little bit of business.